B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show, pre-Thanksgiving Day show on 97.5 The Fanatic on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. General Knowledge Wednesday, we're our prize today. One pair of Temple football versus UConn field level VIP tickets at Lincoln Financial Field. When is that game? This weekend? Coming up now? I know you get the Temple schedule tattooed on your forearm.
It is this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You got reserved parking, pregame sideline passes, all you can eat food and drink. Just call 215-204-TIXX to purchase these seats for upcoming Temple football games. But if you answer Jen Knowledge's question correctly, you'll qualify for a prize at the end of the show. And also, we're giving away Hers snack trucks. That's right. Filled with a variety of our favorite Hers snacks. Hers, live life with flavor. I don't happen to have one of those trucks to show our TV audience.
Yeah, and there's nobody here to bring us one.
That's correct. Everybody is, well, first of all, you should know there's no one here at all anyway, because this, the studio is under reconstruction. So the only people here are us. So we don't know if there's actually people that work for this radio station, because we don't have any interaction with them whatsoever.
No.
And they close the office at 2 o'clock.
And they close the office at 2 o'clock.
So nobody to bring us the truck like normal. Then somebody brings it over.
That is correct.
Not here.
We really don't see anybody except each other every day.
We don't see anybody. Think about this, folks. We don't see anybody who works here on an everyday basis. Now, a lot of people think that's good, because we don't see bosses. We don't see salespeople. We don't see anybody except the people that produce this particular show.
Yeah. Yes. It's amazing.
But there's a negative, too. In that around here, like many other places, I think the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You can't even make a squeak.
Yeah,
you can't
no.
get access to
it. No, we
can't. Now on the other end, they're getting tons of stuff.
My thing came off. Or as Steve Frederick used to call it. That's a mic condom.
Is that what he
called
it?
That's what Steve Frederick called it, yes. Yes.
He called it.
Boy.
Your mic condom fell off.
You know what?
I hate when that happens.
On Friday, I'm going to use every one of his old tricks on Friday. He had a ton of them. Steve had all the tricks going to the bag. He was a person willing to teach. He had all the tricks.
Really?
All the radio tricks.
All the radio tricks.
He did.
And he's willing to share. But he had them all. And he would tell you, this is what you do. And then, yep.
Yeah. Steve-O would tell me great stories during the break.
Sad I never got a chance to meet him.
Yeah, you would have loved
him. I feel like I met everybody else.
And he would have loved you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Steve was, he would love you.
He would have loved you.
Yeah.
And he would have loved him.
You know, the one story he told me that, like, I looked at him. I think I told this story before, but you're a gopher from the Love Boat?
Yes.
Remember him?
Yeah.
His name was Fred Grandy.
Okay.
He was a gopher in a Love Boat, and he ran for Congress. And he got elected, I think. And I was just musing during a commercial. I go, look at this. Gopher is running for Congress.
Right.
And he goes, I used to party with him. And I'm like, just like dropped out of nowhere. I go, you what? He goes, yeah, we used to hang out and take a boat out in the Boston Harbor. It's when I was dating Jane Curtin.
That's right.
Wait. I haven't processed Fred Grandy yet. Now you gave me Jane Curtin from Saturday Night Live?
Wow.
That's a man who lived.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories about him.
That man lived.
So I feel like I know him.
Let's go to Brian in Northeast Philly. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Brian?
How you doing? All right. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
You too, buddy.
Tyrone's my man. You know, I love Tyrone.
He's the best.
The Sixers, they do look mediocre right now. They should do more pick and rolls with Embiid and Josh Richardson. They should do that real often.
Yeah. Why don't they do that? Because Embiid gets that. He sets up that screen up top, and then he does. Why don't they do that, Tyrone? Why can't he slip?
He thinks
that's what my dad was talking about.
He thinks that it slows things down for whatever reason.
And B thinks it slows
down?
No, Brett Brown.
Yeah, yeah. It would work really well. It worked with Jimmy Butler, but he thinks it also becomes predictable.
Well, it would lead him into a lot of turnovers when he slips. They got the ball back to him because, you know, he would travel, he would offensive foul, that kind of stuff.
He also would get some open pick and pops. And against Gasol, get Gasol's feet moving. You get him in motion, maybe he gets a basket.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Brian. I came over to talk to you. Go ahead, Brian.
I should think he's through more pick and rolls. And, you know, Korkmaz, you know, he is a really good shooter. He has
He's not a real good shooter.
Hey, he has on nights. He's
a one-arm slinger who's made some open shots.
But that's different than being a really good shooter. Awful. His defense is awful.
You can't play him 20 minutes.
Yeah, you can. I think he has a thing for him or something.
But he was 1 for 6 the other night. From three.
Exactly.
That's not a really good shooter.
Yeah, but he forces on, you know, putting him in all the time.
I hate the way he releases it. I just don't like his release. I hate him for a variety of reasons, but that's one of the reasons why. You want a general knowledge question, bro?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we back to general knowledge, or did we just do that? What did we do last?
I think it's back to general knowledge.
Back to general knowledge? Did I do, like, the questions in music? Is that the last one I gave?
What the last one you gave? It was the Tina Turner.
Oh, okay, yeah, Tina Turner. Okay, so we're back to general knowledge, and here is the question. The question is... By area, what is the biggest country entirely in the Southern Hemisphere?
Southern Hemisphere.
The biggest country, but it's also more than a country.
Australia.
Yes! Look at this. It's Thanksgiving. I'm giving away stuff.
Yeah, we got to slow that down now.
By the way, Kevin and Gene were two winners for the Hirsch trucks.
Oh, good.
You know what's ironic about Kevin and Gene? It's kind of wrong. What's the first thing you think of when you see Kevin and Gene? maybe the normal person doesn't, but I see Kevin and Gene, and what do I think of?
I don't know.
I think of the Bizarro Seinfeld episode.
Oh, yeah. Gene.
Gene, Kevin, and Feldman.
Yes.
were the Bizarro friends of Elaine.
She asked... George came. Can I come? And said, "Sorry, we already have a George."
She went in the refrigerator and opened a jar of pickles, and they didn't like that. Vicente in King of Prussia. Hola, Vicente.
Hola, amigo. Mike, me.
Hola.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Qué tal? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, how you celebrate Thanksgiving? Do you to eat the turkey leg?
No, I don't go near the drumstick. I'm not a drumstick man.
Okay, good.
Good? What's good about that? Most people think it's odd.
I can't believe that nobody's in the station. How about Lindsay up in the desk in the reception?
No, nobody's here. Lindsay, we lost touch with Lindsay months ago.
Oh, my God.
There's no one here. It's under construction.
I saw Lindsay today.
You did see Lindsay?
No, we don't
see anybody.
She brought the package down to the conference room, so I got to see her. First time in weeks.
Yes.
I got a theory that maybe Eric Johnson took everybody away to party.
No. We're under construction, man, and everybody steered clear. We're the only ones allowed in hazardous conditions.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to talk about everybody's blaming Carson Wells. You know, Carson Wentz.
Uh-huh.
Especially Michael Vick's brutally honest take on Carson Wentz.
Michael Vick came over the top, too. Yep, he did.
Right. Uh-huh. And I say, you know, we shouldn't blame Carson Wentz. We should give thanks to Carson Wentz. Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what Michael Vick says, because, you know, it's the lack of the players, the injured, you know, this weekend... It's a redemption for Carson Wentz because, you know, some players are going to come, you know, like Jordan Matthews and Lane Johnson and the other guys, Alshon Jeffrey and everybody else, you know.
I got you, Vicente. Hey, Vicente, we got Tim McManus on the line. I got to cut you a little short, but I want to give you a general knowledge question.
Okay.
All right. This is Deeds All right, so this is the doer of deeds, legendary deeds. So if I give you the D was rode naked through the streets of Coventry. What doer who did that deed? Who rode naked through the streets of Coventry?
No, I know a guy who went.
No, it's a woman, mujer.
A mujer.
Yes.
I have no idea.
What. Oh, it's a. Yeah, sorry. That's Lady Godiva. But on the way out, I want to say one thing to you.
Yes.
Feliz Dia de Acción de Gracias.
Thank you. The same to you and your family.
All right, bud.
Tyrone Johnson, the best thing that Eddie Johnson brought over here to the program.
All right, buddy. There he is. All right, let's get our Eagle analysis. I don't know where to turn. And I think the man that covers the Eagles is equally flummoxed as to what is happening with this squad and this quarterback. Let's bring in Tim McManus for our midweek Eagles report. And it's brought to us by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, more than two decades helping our community. Timmy Mac, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Mike.
You too, Tim. All right, let's get into the many issues, but let's start with the quarterback because this seems to be the national topic. What has happened to this guy? And I assume you have an answer to this.
I don't think it's like an easy answer, unfortunately, probably for the Eagles. From Carson Wentz's perspective, I mean, he's obviously he's coming off of arguably the worst performance of his career. You know, the fumbles that he had were unacceptable. Holding onto the ball too long in the wrong moments is something that in year four really shouldn't be there anymore, that he has to eliminate from his game. But there's definitely not a panic inside the NovaCare about the quarterback. I just spoke with somebody who's around him a lot. In the locker room, and the word that he used was, you know, unflappable, that he has not been moved in any kind of negative way by what happened on the field against Seattle or in the last 2 weeks against the Seahawks and the Patriots, that he's still very much in a good headspace. And I think that the perspective that the locker room has, which is probably the right one, is that there was a lot of stuff that was going wrong around him with the offensive line, their top two players, gone in that game from not having any of your starting wide receivers to throw to, coupled with going up against a pretty good team, I think served as a recipe to help influence that performance as well. And so while it's understandable that people are concerned about this quarterback, I think internally it's more so, you know, we just have to get, collectively need to get things cleaned up.
All right, now you look at him and there's a hundred things you have a theory on what's wrong. He seems stiff, he seems unconfident in a pocket. A lot of that has to be influenced by what you just said, the lack of personnel that's helping him out. But let's take it a step further. The coaching staff really should be realizing this and maybe making it easier on him with a game plan.
You know, I think that you're hitting on something correctly. And a couple of thoughts that I have. I mean, one, I think that part of the issue is that you have a quarterback that likes to air it out, right? He grew up idolizing Brett Favre. He likes to make those big chunk splash plays. And yet he has a wide receiving core that is kind of limiting his ability to do so. And what the coaching staff wants him to do is be more of a game manager at this point. You know, you keep hearing take what the defense gives you. Which ultimately is like some underneath routes that the scheme is kind of, springing open. And so honestly, that's the way that Wentz ideally would be playing. That's also that's not his strength. So I think that there needs to be kind of a, an agreement on both sides. I think they both need to move off their mark a little bit. I think that the coaches need to do a better job of getting him out in space, allowing him to create, giving him some shot opportunities. And then I think it becomes incumbent upon Wentz to move a little bit too in terms of, you know, these coaches know what they're doing. This system has been proven, and he's got to give a little bit on his end and play within, you know, the confines of it more. So I do feel like there has to be give on both sides. Coaches need to come a little bit more to Wentz, and Wentz needs to come a little bit closer to the coaches.
Tim, there were a lot of info this week published about his wide receivers and patterns being in the wrong spots and all this thing, and this is obviously influencing him. But I that doesn't get me past the missing of open throws and difference between what I call Gumby arm versus 2x4 arm. And when you're stiff, you don't make that throw. If you're Gumby arm, you can adapt to whether a guy's in the wrong spot or not. So, like, does that play into it at all for you?
Yeah, I think what the coaches were hitting on, which I think is part of the answer, is where his feet are, you know, in those kind of moments, like the throw to Miles Sanders, or when he's missing Zach Ertz wide open across the middle in those first two series. Those are really the missed throws that really stand out from that performance. And in both of those instances, the feet weren't set. So, or in the right position. Some of that is because, you know, you have Andre Dillard, you know, getting blown up in his first start on the right side. And all of a sudden, you don't have a clean pocket. Or, you know, maybe Wentz's eyes didn't get as quickly to Sanders as they should have, and his feet didn't get set in position properly. And so there's, like, mechanical things that are happening here, too. You know, so those are issues that Wentz absolutely needs to get better at, and you can't excuse away by the personnel surrounding him. I mean, there is a line to be drawn here about putting it in proper context where he wasn't in ideal conditions and where this is a quarterback making $100 million in his fourth year with MVP potential, who is making these kind of ordinary mistakes. And so those are things that he needs to clean up and quickly.
All right, and that leads to the bigger issue. And, of course, Michael Vick had a comment on it. A lot of people have had a comment on it, that the notion of Philadelphia being a quarterback in as big a market as Philadelphia, with the specter of Nick Foles hanging over your head, that he is going to be defeated here, that he can't overcome that. He doesn't have what it takes to overcome that. Your theory on that?
I don't agree with it. I mean, it's time will ultimately tell. I think that Vic is hitting on something that's real. It is not an ideal circumstance to be under for a quarterback who looked like he was on the rise and it was clear cut, and then he gets hurt, and then your backup delivers the city's first ever Lombardi Trophy, and then follows that up by kind of resuscitating the offense in the second year and almost does the same thing. And now he's placed into a kind of self-pressure, a perfectionist who now has the added burden of kind of shaking loose those ghosts. I mean, I think that stuff's real. I think that the pressure that comes with playing in the city, coupled with circumstance, makes it difficult. And I think that Vic is right about that. But suggesting that Wentz is going to crumble, or that, you know, the character kind of questions about this guy are going to influence that, to me, doesn't jive. I think that I don't find that with Wentz. I don't think that he's an unlikable character. I don't think that he's overly abrasive. I think that he's generally accepted. And I also think that he's very strong-minded and with a high degree of confidence. And those are some of the things that you need to carry yourself through what can be a tough market to play in and a tough circumstance in which to operate in. And I thought that his answer today was pretty telling. You know, he's always saying that he feels like he's like-minded with the city of Philadelphia. And he answered it today, like, I understand why they're frustrated. Like, I'm frustrated right alongside of them. He doesn't seem to be moved off of his mark by it. I think that he totally gets the way that this city is wired, which should serve him well. So is he in, like, a tough circumstance? Yeah, I would say that's right. But I also feel like that Wentz, despite, this is an easy time to punch him in the gut, right? And this is an easy time to take shots at Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
But I think that he's equipped to bounce back. I do.
All right, couple quick things. The Alshon matter, which has circulated by a lot of people, heard it. Was he cleared last week, and did he refuse to play? What's your information on that?
Well, I mean, I don't know for certain that he was cleared. We know that that there was a report that he was expected to play, and then at the last second that changed, which can tell you that the team was thinking that he was going to play in this game. And in fact, all you have to do is go to Doug Peterson's press conference where he said that he's trending in the right direction. Sometimes you just have to play banged up. Okay, so let's take the leap and use that evidence to suggest that he was cleared. That doesn't mean that he's dogging it, right? So there's like three different factors need to come in, like the coaches, the medical staff, and the player. You all have to be on the same page to say I'm playing. The player knows better than anybody. So if the player doesn't feel like he was healthy enough to contribute in a positive way, or thought he was going to hurt himself more, that could be a situation where he decides to to not greenlight himself. So while it's possible that he was cleared medically, I think that it's another leap altogether to suggest that there was something nefarious going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd need some really substantive reporting in that respect to suggest that. But what we've seen out of Jeffrey over the last couple seasons that he's been in Philadelphia, he played through the torn rotator cuff in 2017, helped him to a Super Bowl, played through broken ribs in 2018. So this isn't a guy that has a history of sitting it out. So that's kind of where my mind is with that situation.
All right, fair enough. Now, will he and Aguilar play this weekend?
Yes,
Both of them will play. And how about Brooks and Johnson?
Yeah, Brooks, just saw him in the locker room. He seems like he's in a good place. Now, we know with anxiety it comes on unexpectedly, but the plan is for him to play. And then Lane Johnson, I was just walking here to do my phone interview with you, and Lane Johnson was walking the other direction, and he gave me a thumbs up and said, good to go.
All right. Jordan Howard's the last guy, I guess.
Jordan Howard, I have the mindset like he's not playing, and we'll be maybe a little bit surprised if he does. He just hasn't been cleared for contact yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's been this ongoing thing with a nerve issue. You just don't know when the strength is going to return, and it hasn't yet. So unless something turns around in the next couple of days, you know, I'm going with the mindset that he's not going
to
play.
So a fuller contingent that should enable them to beat the Miami Dolphins.
Yes. Yeah, I think Wentz doesn't have any excuses in this one. He's got plenty of his weapons back. Should be more than enough to beat a team that's, was purposely tanking. So, I think they should win this game by double digits.
Sounds good. Timmy, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
My pleasure, Mike. Take care.
There's Tim McManus for the Midweek Report, brought to us by Rosenbaum Misery Law, Power of Justice, for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, more than two decades helping our community. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Plenty of phone calls left. Plenty of Thanksgiving chat. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, it's time for a Twitter poll update at 4:32. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,500 votes on this one so far. How are you feeling right now about Philadelphia sports? 36% say optimistic, 64% say pessimistic. So I think it's gone up another percent.
Oh, well. Enjoy your turkey tomorrow. Forget all about sports.
Yes. Think about your family.
Yes. The guy, the author I was thinking about, the People's History of the United States, is Howard Zinn. Everybody read that book.
Yeah.
Because he gives you a completely different perspective on how history events have been reported to all of us growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of an anarchist, that guy.
Yeah. Now, there's people who'll be angry that you suggested that, though. We're supposed to keep our heads in the sand.
Yeah, well, no, listen, the way I feel, we were taught one thing, and this is just another view that maybe enlighten you. And, you can take it for whatever you want to take it. But I always like to be enlightened and face the other side of it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jake in Haddon Township. Jake, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jake.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Jake?
Happy Thanksgiving over to you.
You too, buddy.
So, I'm not really optimistic about the Eagles or the Sixers right now, but I'm feeling really optimistic about the Flyers.
You are feeling very optimistic about the Flyers.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm semi-optimistic about the Flyers. I hold back. I don't go all in until I'm really convinced. I think they're a young team. I think they may make the playoffs or not.
I agree. I think they are going to make the playoffs, though. I'm certain they're going to make the playoffs. It's just that I don't know if they're going to win a playoff series right now. Because they're kind of inconsistent at times, because right now they can't score, which I think they need to add a top nine forward that can score.
Yes.
And then they also need gospel spirit is step up and.
Yeah, I don't think AV likes Ghost.
No, I don't
Ghost doesn't play the way AV likes to play.
Yeah, and he likes like a guy like Niskanen or Braun that can sometimes show it, but like they're usually going to stay behind.
Yes,
and then they'll have like that guy like Provorov or Sanheim to go up into the play.
Yep. Look at this. When the Flyers play next time around? They play tonight.
Tonight? Yeah.
On 975 The Fanatic and on NBC Sports Philly?
I believe it'll be on MMR because the Sixers
Sixers
tonight against the Kings.
Oh. Oh, well, this is a good night to nestle in.
Yep, watch the game.
Yeah, but a lot of people will be out. This is a big out night.
Yeah, it's big at the bar, so people tune in to Sixers Outsiders out at the bar, make them put the caption in on.
There you go. You're not out tonight. You got to do Sixers Outsiders.
Yeah, I won't
concentrate.
Be out. Yeah.
All right, listen, Jake, do you want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right, here it is. Questions in music. All right, this question appears in the lyric of a particular song. Here is the question. Are we human or are we dancer? Which I have no idea what this means.
I have no idea.
But it is a fairly recent song. Are we human or are we dancer?
Yeah, no
go.
Idea.
All right, that would be the Killers. What does that mean? Are we human or are we dancing?
I always thought it was something else.
I hate this band.
I know you do. I always thought it was, are we human or are we dancing?
No.
It's dancer?
Are we human or are we dancer? Yes.
I don't know what that means.
You know what that means, Sarah?
I like the Killers. And I still don't know what that means.
I hate the Killers.
They're good live too.
They make me crinkle.
I
don't know. Every time they come on, I go bang. I'm right out.
Yeah.
Just because something about that guy's voice bugs me.
I don't mind them.
You know, like a Mr. Brightside?
People love him. Love the Killers.
The Brightside.
Yeah, that'll do for me.
Of all the misters, somebody put up like a. It won. Mr. Brightside. Somebody like Rolling Stone put out a tweet of like Mr. Brightside, Mr. These other, all the misters, it won. People really like that song.
Okay.
Very popular.
They like
song.
It better than Mr. Mister?
Yeah.
Brightside.
Yeah. Mr. Brightside, I like that song.
He's got a double entendre in that song. What is it? And you expect him to say something else, and he says, and she's touching his, and he says, chest.
Chest now. Yeah.
She takes off her dress now.
Right, because he rhymed. It doesn't rhyme. Chest doesn't rhyme with what he had before, which was, you know. All right, let's go Rob on a cell. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
What's up, Mike? You missed. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
So, first and foremost, I'm an Eagles fan, and I grew up, my brother is a Cowboys fan, which was always a problem, but we grew up in the 90s, so he always had one up on me. Mm-hmm. So my son, I pick him up from school, and they always made fun of me for listening to sports radio, but now they're Mikey Myth addicts.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. So I have a problem going into Thanksgiving, and the boys told me to call Mikey Miss. So he'll let me know what to do.
I will definitely sort this out for you. Go ahead.
So the problem is I just found out that my nephew is a closet Cowboys fan. And similar to how my brother didn't let me up for air, if they lose tomorrow and we're over to Turkey, I think I'm going to have to give my little nephew, you know, a little bit of a problem.
How old is your little nephew?
He's 13.
Oof.
Too old, right?
I think you need to have a heart-to-heart with him. See, this is what I always do. The way you can get to somebody to evaluate their behavior is to ask them questions without being threatening. So you go, what is it about the Cowboys that makes you a fan? And then once you get the answer, you just zero in and you chip that with a chisel and a hammer. And that's how you do it. And then you may get him to think about it and go, you know what? He's right. But you got to do it slyly. Yeah, you can't disown him because he'll get his back up and it'll make it worse. And you'll never be able to convert the guy.
Well, I think the alternative plan is if, you know, if he gives me a little bit of lip about it, I'm going to get tickets to the Eagles-Cowboys game and let him wear his Cowboys jersey down to the...
Nah, you don't want to sacrifice your 13-year-old. After your brother. Yo, I would sit down. Hey, come here. Son, let's have a talk. You know, you do it that way. And you pour a drink for him if you want. No. Pull Jack Daniels with a round cube and sit down there and talk about it. All right, man. Are you ready for your general knowledge question?
Yes, sir.
Thanksgiving quiz. It's a Thanksgiving quiz since you brought it up. What president made Thanksgiving a federal holiday?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct! That's unbelievable. I didn't even know that one.
No, I didn't know that.
See, my man did a lot of things, Tyrone. Yeah, he's my favorite president of all time.
You gotta worry about Abe. Abe holds up pretty well.
He covered all the bases, didn't he?
His legacy holds up pretty well. Some other people don't like him so much. Abe, you're okay with Abe.
Mm-hmm. Honest Abe.
I don't know about all that, but Abe.
Abe had a heart.
He did.
You think about presidents who had heart? Jimmy Carter had heart.
He did.
Yes. Didn't have much ability.
No, but
Abe had heart and ability.
Yes.
Who else had heart? You think back in presidency, that guy had heart.
FDR?
FDR had heart, but he was a little radical.
Yeah.
You know, like, did Harry Truman have heart? You know, he was kind of an underdog. He came into a bad situation.
Yeah, he had some firing. He had some heart.
JFK?
Ike, do you have heart? JFK had heart. He was just too worried about the ladies.
He
could have been a really good president, but you know, he was kind of a...
He worried about the ladies, but he did that Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah,
he was able to get his way around some tough stuff.
Yeah, but he messed up the Bay of Pigs.
Well, he's not perfect. Because he's out there, he's still got to mess with the girls. And I still think the greatest line in Philadelphia radio history was when Joe DiMaggio dies, and his last words were, "I get to go be with Marilyn," or something along that lines. And Mike Missinelli says, "Oh yeah, when he gets up there, she'll be hooking up with JFK."
Wow.
That's what he says when Joe DiMaggio dies on the radio. His Italian brethren. And the whole city is like, the Italian Americans are all upset about it. And this is what Mike says immediately.
Hey, Ray, Joe, I got Marilyn.
See? That's what he said that day.
The day he died?
He said that? On the radio the day he died.
Hey, Ray, Joe, she's already with me.
Oh,
he said it the day Joe
died. Is that your JFK? I've never heard your JFK.
That's a good JFK.
I don't know.
But he said it that day.
That's the first time I've ever done it.
And when he gets up there,
JFK beat him to the punch.
He did. He did.
610-632-0975. And then when Joe walks away, disgruntled, JFK will go, "Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?"
Where's the thing? There it is.
It's ridiculous.
Jesus loves you, right?
Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, 448, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, and NBC Sports Philadelphia. So we are set for next Wednesday for our Philly feud show with the audience members versus...
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Booney's good?
Booney's good. Booney needs a little bit more information, I believe.
He does.
About where to go and what time and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to tape it at 8:30.
It's the second taping?
It's going to be the second taping.
Okay.
Because we had the Philadelphia Union at 7:30.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they can only do 7:30. And
okay.
They're professional players. So,
right.
You know.
Is it Is it Union versus Union, or do we have another?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
What that is.
Hmm.
But we will have the Union soccer team competing in the Philly feud. I'm looking forward to Booney with a big reveal here. Booney, normally a behind-the-scenes man.
Yeah. Well, people are going to get to see his face.
Now be out front. We talk about the fictional Booney, who's really not fictional.
Yeah, and we know that from the radio people, and in his case, even the TV people, people decide what people look like beforehand.
Yes.
And I wonder if he's going to be what people imagine.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting watch.
Because they thought I was older and fatter.
Exactly.
And then they see, and I wasn't, so I wonder what they think Booney looks like once they actually see him.
What do you think people think that I looked like before they saw me?
I think they kind of knew that.
Yeah.
Oh.
They kind of assumed. Oh, real fast, I want to give a shout out to a little kid named Liam. Yes, Liam, I did indeed go to high school with your mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Liam watches the show.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't necessarily believe that...
His mom was telling him that he...
Yeah.
His mom went, looked at the TV and went...
Probably.
Oh, my God. I sat next to him in English class.
She did not do all of that. She did not do all that. But Liam loves the show. He's a big Eagles fan, and he watches the show.
Look at that.
So now he gets to hear his name on TV.
All right, Liam. Nice taste there in TV shows.
There you go, Liam.
All right, let's go Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Yo, what's going on, Mike? Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
You too, Bill.
Yeah, man. I'm a little worried about Booney being on your squad. He's definitely going to be.
You guys are a plus 400.
Yeah, now I got. Yeah, yeah. He's definitely. Who else is on the squad? I mean, because he's going to be here.
We have Tyrone. We have the Cuz. We have Booney, and we have Farzetta.
Ah, nice.
Against your squad of Vicente. Now I actually have to get in touch with the rest of the people. I don't know if Vicente knows he's on. We just had him on tonight too. We got Jerome, you, Vicente, and Jim.
Sweet. Well, I think you guys, it's going to be a tough one, but we'll see. You guys, I think, have the advantage, though.
Yeah, there's no question.
All right. But anyway, my Eagles point, and you put me back in my place yesterday. I was a little worried about these next couple games coming up, but I think I'm a little bit more at ease now after looking at everything. I think that, we can handle the Dolphins. Looking, definitely, that spread being what it is. I mean, that says Eagles all over, I think.
Here's the best case scenario, right? They gain some steam here. Like, they find a little something. Now, it's not against the competition they'll face against the Cowboys, but the mindset of winning some games going into the Cowboys at home kind of, gives you a different perspective on that game.
Nah, that's a great point, Mike. No, I think that's an awesome way to be thinking about it. So I think that's true. We win these three, and then we go into Dallas with some confidence. I mean, we go to Philly playing Dallas with some confidence.
Yes.
And we'll see what happens.
All right, brother. Here's your general knowledge question. Back to the general knowledge category.
All right.
What pair of Wild West outlaws were made famous by a 1969 movie starring Robert Redford?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
Kid. That is correct. Hold on. You are a qualifier. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. All right, let's go to Benny in Germantown. Benny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Benny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Benny?
Not much. Hey, I just want to say, I remember when we were talking about the running game in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Josh Howard ran for two touchdowns.
Yes.
And I feel like that might happen this week.
Except he's not cleared to play yet.
No, not with Josh. I'm saying with Carson Wentz and with the game plan.
Oh, so the running game is going to carry them in this game?
No. I'm saying like when I think Doug Peterson, like how Trump pretends not to watch MSNBC, I think... Mm-hmm. Peterson listens to you guys.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
And he's going to change the game plan and listen to what you guys are saying.
He's going to go back to running. See, he did have two games prior to last week's game where they did run the football. Now, what makes him change is beyond me, especially, it doesn't make any sense when he changes things because he's got a lack of weapons. Like, more of a lack of weapons, and he does the opposite of what he should do, which I don't get.
Yes, I think it's going to be a good week. I think the Dolphins can be like, you know how a free throw helps a basketball player when they're slumping?
Yeah.
I think the Dolphins will be like that for Carson, hopefully, and get them back online for later in the season.
All right. General Al's question for you?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. This is an easy one. What is another name for cornucopia?
Cornucopia,
so yeah, Thanksgiving. You know, what is it? Yeah, what's another? It's what?
The fruit coming out. Fruit basket.
Yes, there's another name for it. It's a more anglicized name. It's very, it's a simple name.
My other name for cornucopia is in Germantown, we call that a fruit basket.
That's incorrect. It's a horn of plenty.
Oh, that's right.
It's a horn of plenty, a cornucopia. You didn't have that?
Nah.
No?
I thought it was horn, but I didn't know what else it was.
Horn of plenty.
Oh, plenty.
Yes.
Nah.
Because it is.
It's a lot. It's a mouthful.
It's kind of a horn, and it's plenty.
There's plenty in there.
That's
delicious.
Exactly right. It's got nuts and fruit.
Oh.
And what cornucopia?
You had the cornucopia at the Johnson residence?
I feel like that's a cultural thing.
I always thought the cornucopia was just filled with fruit.
Nuts, too.
Oh, I've never, I don't think I've ever actually had a cornucopia.
It unleashes this nut.
Like a real one.
Big walnuts in the cornucopia.
Can you put any nuts in there that you want?
Yeah, you stuff it with nuts.
Who knew?
There's a pine cone or two in there for decoration.
Yeah, what, I never understood.
Yeah, it's just kind of a decoration, but edible decoration.
Gee, no, you can't eat the cornucopia.
No,
right?
Oh, no, it's a wicker thing.
Yeah.
No, but you eat what's inside it.
Okay.
It's usually citrus. Yeah, you could count on an orange or two being in a cornucopia.
Interesting.
All right, at 5 o'clock.
There is indeed plenty.
That's right, it's a horn of plenty. And we're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.